We're up to Simen Lamed Ches, but we missed the Bir Halacha yesterday, back on Simen Lamed Zayin, so I just want to go over that. So in Lamed Zayin Gimel, we spoke about the Katan. So the Gemara says in Sukkah that a Katan who knows how to watch the tefillin should, the father should buy him tefillin as soon as he knows how to wear tefillin properly and from Guf Naki. So according to the Mechaber, it comes out that, and then the Ramah goes with the Itter. The Itter said that Katan here doesn't mean a minor, means 13 years old, and it's only at 13 that you start to decide if he has Gufnaki or not. And it could be he wouldn't put on tefillin until he is even older than 13. So the Shulchan Aruch sounds like the Pashup Pshat of the Gemara, which if you have a mature kid, he's 10 years old, he knows the Halacha, he's, you know, in touch with his body, and he could control himself from, you know, passing gas and things like that. So then he should be put on tefillin age 10. So I asked a Sephardi yesterday, who told me that even Sephardim are not knowing like the Shulchan Aruch. However, Pesukei Teshuvos, he claims that they are. He brings down both from Rav Avadya and Rav Ben Tzion Abishol that Sephardim will start earlier, considerably earlier than the Bar Mitzvah. So I don't know if that's what's really done. This Sephardi guy I spoke to seemed to think it's not really done. I don't know. Fine. So the Ramah went with the Itter. And the Itter says that when the Gemara talks about Katan, it doesn't mean Katan, it means 13 years old. Why that should be, I don't know. But he has some proof. I didn't look up the Itter inside, so I didn't see the proof. He has some proof of that. So then the Ramah goes with the Itter. According to the Itter, a child will never put on tefillin until he's 13. Okay, so we spoke out. We have Minhagim. Most of us put on a month before. Yaki's put on 3 months before. There are Chassidim that are knowing not to put on at all before. There's some Kabbalistic thing not to put on, only to put on starting the day of the Bar Mitzvah. So then we said the Ramah goes with the Itter, a minor will never put on tefillin, only at 13. But we don't really go with the Itter, because the Itter says 13, you have to assess. Does he have Gufnaki, not Gufnaki, which means he's not necessarily going to be putting on tefillin at 13. But we know that the Bar Mitzvah boy always puts on tefillin at 13. So that's what the bottom Bir Halach over here addresses, the High Katan Dafka. The Bir Halach Adim Ransal Dai Katan Dafka Perish. Vaz Talia Bim Yodea Lishmor Tfilav. Shizuhi Shitas Bala Itter. Meaning it only starts at 13, and then we have to assess if he's able to properly wear the tefillin. Kamoshim Mefurasham. Oh, so why don't we do that? Says the Bir Halach Madein Ogin Kayom Adaktik Bazeh. So if the Ramah is really going with the Itter, so then not every Bar Mitzvah should be putting on tefillin. So he says, "Efshut the Haramalo Pasuk Lina Kavasi Rak Meinian Shalay Niach Kodem Bar Mitzvah V'lo Lezeh." It's like the Ramah himself is splitting the psak within the Bala Itter. He's half passing like the Itter. He's passing like the Itter that you're not going to put on tefillin before the Bar Mitzvah, basically. Okay, I don't think the Ramah would be opposed to that month or two or three of Chinuch, but a 10-year-old, a 9-year-old, 11-year-old is not going to be putting on tefillin. But he's not passing with the Itter that at 13 we also do an assessment. V'chei muchak says b'darkei Moshe. Inami, now here's another answer. Great answer. The kodze dafka bizmanam, shumanichin tefillin kol hayom. The Itter in its purest form, it's talking about we're wearing tefillin all day. So not every 13-year-old is misugal, is able to wear tefillin all day and have the proper frame of mind and body. V'koshe lizar b'shmirasen, aval kayom nowadays, shemanichin rak bizman kriya shema tefila. Nowadays, we only put on tefillin for shachris, and he even limits shachris, maybe only kriya shema tefila. Talina mistama b'shenatzi yigimu sheyed alishma tefila dumi demavur b'sebeiz. We assume, we teach the Bar Mitzvah boy before his Bar Mitzvah, he has to have Gufnaki, and we assume he's going to have Gufnaki. Why? Because it's only for a half hour max, it's not all day, so the Itter was talking about we doing it all day. Unless you know that the kid really has a problem, and then, right, he's not going to start wearing tefillin until he's older than 13. Okay, so that's just the finishing touches on this Ramah at the end of Lamed Zayin. Lamed Ches, Din, Mihem ha'chayovim b'tefillin v'ha'pturim. Okay. I didn't see so much here, so we're going to try to go through this rather quickly, try to cover some ground. Maybe we'll do two pages. Okay. Chole me'ayim. Someone who has a stomach ache, potter b'tefillin. He's potter from tefillin. Why is he potter from tefillin? Because as we've been saying, he needs to have gufnaki, and someone with a stomach ache does not have gufnaki. Mishabur Sif Katan Bayez Talos Potter Mishun Tefillin Ba'i Gufnaki. Tefillin needs a Gufnaki, he doesn't have a Gufnaki. Aga. Afilu elo tsar. Even if he's not in pain, it has nothing to do with pain. Nothing to do with being distracted. It has to do with his body. He's in control of his body right now. He's not in control of his body. But other sick people, if he's very sick, and he's bitzar, if he does not have the proper frame of mind, potter. He's not so bad, he's chayv. So, I'm having a hard time really understanding what's going on over here. So, the Ramah says that if he's sick and he can't concentrate on the tefillin, he's going to be potter. Now, we have a rule that when a person wears tefillin, he's not supposed to have a hesach hadas. We mentioned it yesterday. We'll mention it again today. I don't remember where the ikar sugi is. We've already discussed this in the past. Comes up again in Mem Dalet. The question was hesach hadas. So I was very happy. Piskei Tshuvas asked my kasha. Hesach hadas, there's two ways of understanding it. But the way that most poskim understand it, the Shulchan Aruch understands it, is the hesach hadas means that when you're wearing tefillin, you can't be lightheaded. Well, a person who is sick could be very distracted. He's in pain, and he's not thinking about the tefillin. That's true. But he's not going to lead to lightheadedness. Just the opposite. He's in a bad mood. He's a kvetch. He doesn't feel good. The last thing he's going to start doing is joking around with his tefillin. That's what's a little hard to understand here. If you understand, like we said, I think we said yesterday, from Rav Nezer brought down the Arizal, the Hesach Hadas means your mamish have to be thinking all the time about the tefillin. He can't be thinking about the tefillin because he's in so much pain and so much else going on, whatever. So then it makes more sense. But that's not the standard approach. And therefore, this is a little bit hard to understand. That's what they bring down. And nowadays, that's people are going to put on tefillin. Shulchan Aruch Beis. If someone is sure that they will not be able to daven without passing gas, okay, a person is not allowed to daven Shemoneh Esrei and pass gas. A person is not allowed to wear tefillin and pass gas. So here it says the Shulchan Aruch, mutav sheyavor zman tefillah. It's better to miss zman tefillah and not daven. Mimashi ispar below gufnaki. It's better to not daven Shemoneh Esrei at all than to daven Shemoneh Esrei in a state where you do not have gufnaki. Va'ayin lekamon hilchos. Tefillah, where this is discussed in Simin Pei. V'im yir lo shiuchal hamin atzim v'guf na'aki b'shas kriya shema yaniach tefillin bein ava l'kriya shema v'yavarech. So, generally, we wear tefillin for all of Shacharis. But if a person has a stomachache and he doesn't know, you know, he doesn't think he can't do, let's say, you go to a very frum minion, the minion takes an hour, okay? An hour is a long time. So, I mean, at the bare minimum, a person put on tefillin for 1 second and take it off if he can't do more than that. Hopefully, even a person with a stomachache can do more than that. So what he should do is put on tefillin. You can put on tefillin by Baruchu and then have it on until after he finishes Shemoneh Esrei and then take it off. Or here it's saying, even if he can't do that, he can put on right before Shema and take it off right after Shemoneh Esrei. Meaning where basically the tefillin is supposed to be on for Shema and Shemoneh Esrei. And then we obviously extend it in both directions. So based on how bad the person's stomach is, that's how he should assess how long he'll have the tefillin on and when should he put it on. Obviously, once he finishes Shemoneh Esrei, he can take it off at any time. We have the chatzchila, we try to leave it on until after the three kedushas or until after the Kaddish Basra. But definitely someone who has a stomachache can take it off any time after Shemoneh Esrei. The question is if he can hold, he can, you know, control himself for Shema and Shemoneh Esrei. Gimel. Noshim vavadim p'tur mitfilin eshu mitzvah asi shazman groma. Women are potter from tefillin because it is a time-bound positive mitzvah. Why is tefillin a time-bound positive mitzvah? So, nighttime is a machlokas if it's zman tefillin or not zman tefillin. According to some, including the Rambam, it's lav zman tefillin. So that would make it into a mitzvah asi shazman groma, time-bound positive mitzvah. However, we actually paskin that the nighttime is zman tefillin. We don't wear tefillin at night for a technical reason. A person shouldn't fall asleep and then not have gufnaki. But Maker din, Laila is man tefillin. So that will not make it a mitzvah asei she'azman groma. So what makes tefillin mitzvah asei she'azman groma that women are potter? The answer is Shabbos and Yontif. Mishra Berurah Sif Katan Yud Aleph. The Shabbos and Yontif, lav is man tefillin. Hagah. The imanoshim rotin lahachmir alatzman. If women want to be quote unquote machmir and put on tefillin, mochim biyadam. We protest. We do not let them put on tefillin. Okay, this was a very hot topic last year in America, where two girls in a certain modern Orthodox high school wanted to wear tefillin, and the school came out and said it was okay based on the sugya. So here the Mishnah says sifkatam yud gimel mochim biyadam. Why do we protest? So it's hard to. On halachic, it's hard to fight these things on halachic grounds, in my opinion. They're really more hashkafic inyanim. But in a halachic sense, the Mishnah Berurah points out, why do you protest? Meshitzrich and gufnaki, because you need to have gufnaki. Vinashim ein zrizos lizar. And women, I have a hard time having gufnaki. So that's very hard for us to understand. A woman should not have any harder time than a man having gufnaki. So, you know, based on this, you know, there were those who, in the big controversy, those who came out in favor and said these girls can put on tefillin because the halachic source against it is hard for us, is not so strong. So the Prima Gadim asked the following question. Let's say tefillin was not a mitzvah sase she'azman groma. Let's say women were chayiv in tefillin. Would we say women are chayiv in tefillin, but they can't do it because they don't have guf naki? We wouldn't say that. We would say, just like men, they can manage for the short like period minute. Of time, for the short period of time that we wear tefillin for Shema and Shemoneh Esrei.
They don't even have that. They just put it on for a minute. They don't have Shema and Shemoneh Esrei for women.
Okay, even that perhaps. No, people come to say like this. If women were chayiv in tefillin, here it says women, you don't let women put on tefillin. Why? Mitzvah Asher says man grama. Oh, women have the option to fulfill Mitzvah Asher says man grama. You're going to blow shofar for us, Rosh Hashanah. There can be women listening. You're going to blow twice after davening for the women to listen again. Your wife's going to sit in the sukkah. Your wife's going to shake a lulav. Oh, Mitzvah Asher says man grama. Women pater. Ashkenazi women even make a bracha. Sephardi women hold like the Rambam. They do not make a bracha. Rabbi Natan says we do. Ashkenazi women do make a bracha. When it comes to tzitzis and tefillin, there the Ramak says no. Adkan, women do not have the option to... By tzitzis the old gaiva, and here comes out Mishnah Berurah wants to say from the poskim that women don't have gufnaki, which is very hard to understand. So again, the Prima Gadim asks the following question: what if women were chayiv? Would we still say that every woman has a din choli ma'ayin, like we just learned? She has a din of having a stomach virus and she doesn't put on tefillin, and all women, even though the chayiv are not going to put on tefillin, that's ridiculous. We're not going to say that. So Prima Gadim says something interesting. I mean, to fit it into the halacha, even though, again, I don't think this is based so much on halacha. I'm Prima Gadim. So Prima Gadim says, because they're not chayavos. Because they're not chayavos, therefore they don't take the gufnaki requirement seriously. That's what he says. So it's not that they're less in control of their bodies than a man, but because they're potter, if they be chayav in a chinami, they would wear. For the short period of time, they may wear. They're half hour, whatever it is, they would wear, just like men wear. But because they're potter, therefore the gufnaki requirement is not taken seriously. So here in Pesukei Teshuvos, he brings down that he says he also questions the halachic source over here. Another halachic source they bring down is Targum Yonasan ben Uziel on the pasuk of Lo Yek Kli Gever Aisha, a woman is not allowed to wear male clothing. There, the Targum Yonasan says that refers to tzitzis and tefillin. That's men's clothing that don't belong on a woman, and he says that from the Arizal, it's very chomer. For a woman to put on tefillin. Of course, we know that Michal Bashal put on tefillin. There's all discussions, the machlokes by the Tanoim, if the Chachamim did protest or did not protest to her putting on tefillin. I'll just read to you Piskei Chuvis, we'll read it in Hebrew, so we don't end up in any newspapers. Mikol makom lamaisa chalila milahatir lahem vafilu lerega echad. Ki kein derech hamischadshim hamisalfim haTorah lenich tefillin lenoshim v'yesh lesracheg me'akir v'chol hadomelo. That's Piskei Teshuvos. Whoever didn't understand, we can we'll translate later. Okay.
Rashi's daughter.
I don't know. They said, yeah, there's a rumor that Rashi's daughters were. I don't know. In Tosfos, it discusses Michal Bashal. Let's discuss all the poskim. Michal wearing tefillin. I don't know about Rashi's daughters. Okay, Dalit. Hameniyah Mishabrus Shulchan Aruch Dalet. Hameniyah Tefillin. Tzarech Lizar Mehirhur Tavas Isha. A man who puts on tefillin has to be careful not to be thinking about women. Mishabrus. No. Yeah, Mishnah Yosef Katan Yudalid. The Bo'ina Guf Naki Gami Machshava Ra. Guf Naki is a physical thing and a spiritual thing. Guf Naki is physical and spiritual. This is the spiritual. His brain has to be in a good place and not in involved in Hirhurim and Taivas Noshim. Hagovim Ef Shol Below Hirhurim Chas V'Shalom Amani. He can control his Hirhurim. Mutav Shol Lanicham. So then he's better from not to put on tefillin. Meaning he should better not to put on tefillin, to put on tefillin and have these yehurim. Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Tesvav Mikom Akom Yireh B'Kola Yecholus. He should do everything he possibly can. Lachufes Atzmo, to force himself Limshu Chalev Liyir Shemayim, to his heart should go towards Yir Shemayim. Kedil Hasiach Hadas. He should have a Hesach Hadas and remove his brain from the Divrei Havai, from the terrible thoughts Hamazikim LaGuf LaGuf VeLaNefesh that are going to destroy his body and his soul. He should turn his heart towards Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim B'Kedusha and put on his tefillin. Okay, we're going to continue because we're missing a few. Rosh Hashanah is going to set us back, so we'll continue. Sif Hey Ovel Biyom Rishon Oser Laniach Tefillin. First day Chas V'Shalom, a person is an Ovel, he's not allowed to put on tefillin. Mishuber Sif Katan Tez Zayin. Perish. Afilu biyom shenik bar she'enu yom ha-misa. So in general, the yom ha-misa and the yom ha-kvur, if it comes out on the same day, that's like aninus daraisa. That's. But here he's saying even if it's two different days, he's onen on day one, and on day two they do the burial. So then even on day, so when he's an onen, he's not going to put on tefillin. Not going. He doesn't do mitzvahs. He doesn't daven. But even when he's not an onen, after the kvura. For the day of the kvura, there's no tefillin. Even if the burial is at night, lo yiniach tefillin bayom. Why? Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Zayin. The tefillin nikron pe'er. The tefillin are called pe'er by pasuk. Va'adam u'la be'efer. And the mourner is involved with, like, you know, ashes and sackcloth, ashes on the head. Ve'ein no'er losses pe'er tachas efer. So the person's on Avelis, Pasuk says, Acharisa ki Yomar. The first day is the Yomar. That's a time where, I don't think Avel literally puts Afer on the head, but it's a Zman Afer, and therefore it's not appropriate to have the Pe'er, the Tefillin, at a time when there should be Afer on the head. So Avel B'Yomarishan also Niach Tefillin, Mikaveh Chayev. Afilu bo ponim chadoshos is a concept of, by the avelos of ponim chadoshos. If a new person comes in that wasn't there the day before, to be menachem avel, so during the second day he puts on tefillin. So they say he should. I don't know what's done lemaisa. He shouldn't put on in front of the ponim chadoshos. If he puts on before people come, then comes in a new person to shachris that wasn't there yesterday, so he doesn't have to take off the tefillin. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chaf Panim Chadoshos Lenachemato. A new person comes to be Lenachemato Umashman Demeiniach Lechatzchila. Aval, so here it sounds like he can put on the second day. Period. Aval Achronim Aski. The Achronim conclude the Ein Laniach B'Tehem Tefillin Ad Sheyechulam. He should wait to put on tefillin until the people leave. Ela Dein Choletz Im Heiniach Kodem Shabo Panim Chadoshos. I don't know if Avela Marmak be on this. But it sounds like, according to the Mishnah Berurah, he should make sure to put on tefillin. He's davening shachris in his house. Before the people come into the house, he should put on the tefillin. Then when they come in, he doesn't have to take it off. Otherwise, you get involved in the smachlokas haposki. Sifvav, b'tishabav, chayavim, b'tefillin. We wear tefillin on tishabav. We put tefillin on only at mincha. We don't put it on in shachris. Okay. I believe this is the machlokas rishonim. I believe that those say not to put on tefillin because Tisha B'Av is like Acharisa Ki Yomar. It's the day of the year, the saddest day of the year. Here the Mishnah Berurah says, no, Tisha B'Av is not any sadder than day 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 of Avelis. And therefore, just like in Avel, day 2 through 7 is going to wear tefillin. On Tisha B'Av, we also wear tefillin, and I guess it's some sort of compromise that we put the tefillin on at Mincha and not at Shachris.
It's fine and weird
in Shachris. Shachris, yeah? Okay. Zayin, Chason Vishush Vinav, a Chason and his
entourage.
Here's Reav Hasmechim Imo, his friends, who are Besimcha with him, V'chol B'nei HaChuppah, And everyone who's involved with the chuppah and with the simchas chasam akala, pturim, they're all potter from tefillin. Why? Mishum deshchiach shichros v'kalas rosh. Because a wedding is a time, simchas chasam akala is a time where there's kalas rosh, there could be shichros, people drink, they shouldn't drink, but they do. And that's the goof of the hesach hadas, according to all the poskim, not to put on tefillin when a person is in a state of mind of kalas rosh. Okay, nowadays we put on tefillin. Mishnah Berurah says, Mishnah Berurah says, Chav Gimel Pturim B'Tshuvas Ramah Siman Kuf Lamibayz Kosav. All the way in the bottom of the page. Da'idna nowadays, she'af ha'chosn chayi b'kriya sh'mal tefila, me'mele chayav in ha'chosn v'chob b'nei ha'chobo gam b'tefillin. So the way I understand it like this, if he's part of kriya, if he's chayav in kriya sh'mal tefila, so same thing about guv naki. Once he's chayav in kriya sh'mal tefila, he can't say kriya sh'mal tefila in a state of kalas rosh. So he has to be serious for his kriya sh'mal tefila. If he's going to be serious for his kriya sh'mal tefila, so he has to be made, to put on tefillin, because he's going to be serious. That's how my understanding. Okay, lemaisa. We nowadays chasam puts on tefillin. I don't know. We don't have usually sheva brachos during shacharis. You know, this is I guess not really relevant to us. Talking about you wear tefillin all day. So you have a lunch sheva brachos in a fancy restaurant. They're serving some good schnapps. Okay, so then it's not. Anyway, you have a suit. But anyway, for a suit, you don't wear tefillin during the suit.
You get into the Zimmerman's.
Right.
You went to wear tefillin.
Yeah, but but I don't know. And they're not eating a suit. Because if you're eating a suit, this keva, anyway, it's not shach. Right. And now they wear tefillin.
Right. So,
I don't know exactly what it's talking about. Lamaise is not relevant for it. Okay, so we will continue next week. We'll be nether. I guess we're off Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. For Rosh Hashanah.
Monday, Tuesday.
So we continue Wednesday night. Motzei, some Gedalia. Tuesday night is clean up from 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and get his kids to sleep night.
All right, Tuesday.